You've seen them before. A worn dirt path is diverting as a shortcut from a paved road. City planners and engineers will often create design paths for people to follow. But yet, desired paths will emerge as shortcuts from those other constructed trails. Whereas design paths were well constructed and organized, desired paths usually represent the shortest or most easily navigated route between an origin and destination, the way of least resistance. So have you ever been tempted to find shortcuts on your journey of late? Have you thought of diverting from a well-designed path to seek the path of least resistance? Are you moving off the path designed to the path desired? Well, this guided audio meditation from Exodus chapter 14 will help you better understand the paths we walk, the ways we face, and those we choose, and why the best choice is often to be still. The next 15 minutes are a divine gift for you to rest on the divine path of God. So let this time of silence just naturally transform into praise, not of words, but of presence. Encounter God with your mind, your heart, body, and soul. Be still now, satisfied in encountering Him. Continue in this time by listening and replying to this passage from Psalm chapter 27. And as I lead us, respond, Heavenly Father, guide me on the path of stillness. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His word. One thing I have asked of the Lord, and that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord in His presence all the days of my life. And Heavenly Father, guide me on that path of stillness. I will seek to gaze upon the beauty, the delightful loveliness and majestic grandeur of the Lord. And Heavenly Father, guide me on that path of stillness. I have asked of the Lord that I will seek to meditate in His temple. And Heavenly Father, guide me on that path of stillness. In this moment of stillness, become aware of temptations to move and to act. Note them, then return to rest in stillness. Culture, we often don't know what to do with quiet, do we? How do you feel sitting still right now? Note how your body responds to stillness. What emotions do you feel knowing God is present in this stillness? How do you feel Him when He is near? Your mind may wander, but certainly don't judge yourself for that. Anxious thoughts may bubble to the surface, and that's understandable. But as they come, take each temptation to move and act, and transfer each to God as He waits for you on the path of stillness. scan your body and your breathing for any thoughts or feelings or emotions of agitation. Are there fears of dragons yet to be named? Well, release them and center back on the stillness of Christ. Whisper, Heavenly Father, guide me on the path of stillness. Allow the divine still path of God to become your centering prayer. Center two on your breathing, bringing attention to each breath, each inhale bringing peace, each slow exhale releasing turmoil and tension. With your eyes still closed, take a deep breath in through your nose from your belly. Hold it for a moment. And now slowly release it by blowing it out through your mouth to a count of 10. Once more. In through your nose from your belly. Hold it. Now slowly release it by blowing it out through your mouth to a count of 10. Try that 3 more times. Some thoughts of agitation and motion may still distract you. Don't fight those thoughts. But for several moments, let the distractions remind you to return to your breathing and the sacred words, Heavenly Father, guide me on the path of stillness. Continue on as you immerse yourself into the wisdom of God's Word. Listen to this, the first of 3 scripture readings from Exodus chapter 14, verse 14, and we will start in the New International Version. I want you to listen carefully to this passage written by Moses and imagine his ancient inspired words being written to you as you apply each to your own life through the Holy Spirit. Oh, my dear friend in the faith, I know all too well how tempting it is to take matters into your own hands. It didn't work out well for me, and it won't for you. So remember that the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. What resonated with you? Well, listen once more for how your steps forward are changed by this verse. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Does that idea seem fresh, novel, or new to you? Well, allow this next minute to be a time to note your wandering and surrendering to the stillness of God. listen once more, but consider it now from a wider passage as you listen from the New International Reader's Version. Moses answered the people. He said, "Don't be afraid. Stand firm. You will see how the Lord will save you today. Do you see those Egyptians? You will never see them again. The Lord will fight for you. So just be still." How can you apply this passage to your life? Well, let that be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. In this third reading, let the words guide you to be even more still, resting with God as you listen once again, now from the Christian Standard Bible. But Moses said to the people, "Don't be afraid. Stand firm and see the Lord's salvation that he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. And you must be quiet." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So what do you desire most from God at this time? Let these reflections move you now without effort into a time of prayer with God. This next minute, surrender your wanderings to Him now in still, calm, and peaceful prayer. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, close your eyes and see the paths. The path of God's perfect design and the way of your desire. One path designed before time began, and the other, a new shortcut of your design. One well-tended, thoughtful, and groomed. The other haphazard, with no visible markings. The desired path may seem shorter. God's designed way may look harder. But look at them both. Take time to be mindful of them both. What choices are you considering of late? What paths? Well, in this next minute, encounter God in this stillness, on the perfect designed way for you to follow. rest here in closing, centered on how you might surrender to the Lord directing your path. You will soon have the opportunity to choose a path. Expect then to pause. Expect a pause as you consider a thought or something you say, hear, or see. Expect it, but be thankful for it. That pause of stillness is a gift from God. So expect to feel choices today as you consider paths. Shortcut paths of your desire and least resistance, or divine stillness, quiet, and peaceful paths of His design. Now receive this prayer of benediction to know that even though it is tempting to take matters into your own hands, remember that the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. So may you rest in the presence of Christ, be guided by the stillness of the Holy Spirit, and encounter God along the way, now and forever. And whether at dawn or dusk, or the moments in between, whisper, Heavenly Father, guide me on the path of stillness. Amen.